Barbara Mertz, Elizabeth Peters, meticulously researched every historical point in her Peabody novels, and these root the series and give it a life beyond its pages, illuminating the world of the ancient Egyptians, historic events of the 19th and 20th centuries, and the lives and discoveries of Egyptologists. Through her books, Barbara managed to seduce readers into caring not only about Amelia, Emerson, and their circle, but also about Egyptology. She managed to educate without bludgeoning people with too many facts. She humanized archaeologists and explained what we do in the field, dull though it often is, with its endless sifting of sand in the quest for telling odds and ends. Barbara's inspirations for each Amelia book varied. They were often triggered by a particular moment in the history of Egyptology that intrigued her, a site that she loved, or a single artifact that was iconic, both to her and to the world. Particularly ones that had good stories attached to them, with a hint of intrigue, and which still, today, remain the subjects of Egyptological speculation, though some might rudely call it gossip. The inspiration for The Painted Queen falls into the latter categories. The famous Nefertiti bust, discovered in December 1912 by German archaeologist Ludwig Borchardt, is an iconic object with a muddy past and a contentious present. Her discovery and departure from Egypt, the subject of endless speculation by archaeologists and aficionados of ancient Egypt. I remember when Barbara first told me about starting The Painted Queen. "You'll never guess what I'm going to tackle next. It'll be such fun and hopefully set the cat among the pigeons, and everyone will be happy as we are going back to Amarna." From that moment on, she embarked on a frenzy of research, reading all she could on the topic, whether it was Borchardt's excavation reports, diaries and letters from the time, newspaper reports about the appearance and disappearance of Nefertiti, the opinions of scholars, past and present, about the bust, or websites dealing with the exit and return of Nefertiti. All the while, she kept track of what Egypt and Europe were like in the early part of the 20th century. She also polled her Egyptological friends, asking their opinions about Borchardt's character, whether German governmental officials might have conspired to remove Nefertiti illegally from Egypt and keep her in Germany, and their thoughts on the accuracy of modern studies on the Nefertiti bust. Barbara's Egyptological friends entered into the spirit of the book by sending her any relevant material that they thought might be of interest, whether it was a new book in German about the history of the German Institute that figures prominently in this book, the Deutsche Orientgesellschaft at that time, or obscure notes and opinions about the Queen and her excavators, or by visiting the actual house that belonged to the German Institute in Cairo, and where Nefertiti might have temporarily rested, and where people were imprisoned. The controversy about the bust of Nefertiti is one of the great debates of Egyptology. Was the bust found on December 6, 1912, as reported by excavator Borchardt? Barbara took some liberties with this portion of the tale. Libel is unattractive. And later, illegally removed by Borchardt? And how did Borchardt accomplish this removal? Did he hide the bust? Disguise it with a liberal application of plaster? Or put pressure on Gustave Lefebvre, the young inspector who had come to select the finds that were to remain in Cairo? If Lefebvre did not examine all the contents of the boxes and used only the list of items that Borchardt had prepared, after all, he was a senior and very well-respected scholar who had been working in Egypt for a long time, he would have merely noted that this was a bust of gypsum, as Borchardt had been economical with the truth. The bust was of limestone with its gypsum covering and paint still surviving, a rarity. By misleading Lefebvre, it was speculated, Borchardt defrauded Egypt of its rightful share of the finds at Amarna. In Berlin, the bust was displayed